This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Philanthropists are stepping up in Massachusetts to provide relief for those feeling the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The governor, Charlie Baker, unveiled a statewide relief fund today. WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us with the details and the latest on the coronavirus figures from the Department of Public Health. Steve, why don't you start with those figures? Where do things stand?
Well, we're now up to 13,837 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Massachusetts. That's up 1,337 cases since yesterday. Over 76,000 tests have been administered, almost 4,500 more than yesterday.
I know last week you mentioned you were keeping an eye on the death rate and what that might indicate. What are you seeing now there?
Well, DPH says 29 people have died from COVID-19 in the last day. That's up from the 15 new deaths that were reported yesterday. That death rate has been fluctuating, up one day, down another. Of course, everyone's trying to get a handle on what those numbers mean. Governor Baker said you can't read too much into them.
I tend not to want to put too much into the dailies. I mean, it's important that we put them out there and people care a lot about them and they want to see them every day. But I think it's a mistake to draw big conclusions about whether or not a day number is a trend or even a 2-day is a trend.
Still, the governor is predicting that the surge of hospitalizations due to the coronavirus will be hitting sometime between April 10th and 17th.
One especially vulnerable population is those who are homeless. We are reporting on this today. Could you give us the numbers there?
Sure. According to the Boston Health Care for the Homeless, 200 people who are homeless in Boston have tested positive for the coronavirus. That's out of between 600 to 700 people who were tested. So it's a large share of the population. Most of the people who are homeless and have tested positive do not have symptoms, but they still can shed the virus. We're not aware of any deaths, but there are some homeless people hospitalized in intensive care and on ventilators.
Late this afternoon, Governor Baker and his wife Lauren announced the creation of a statewide COVID-19 relief fund. What did they have to say about it?
Well, already it has $13 million available to distribute, and they're hoping to raise more. Lauren Baker says it's to help those who will have the hardest time due to the economic impact.
We founded the Massachusetts COVID-19 Relief Fund to help people in every corner of this Commonwealth access the resources that they need. This fund is going to support essential frontline workers and other vulnerable communities who face issues like food and housing insecurity and the loss of critical services.
Now, Lauren Baker says the fund will partner with community foundations and local nonprofits throughout the state to get the resources to deploy the funds quickly and effectively.
We're seeing signs of increased stress on Boston hospitals. There's a curfew in Boston that takes effect in the city tonight. What is Mayor Walsh saying about this?
Well, he's asking that no one other than essential service providers be out in the city after 9 o'clock beginning tonight until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. As you mentioned, we saw our first case of a hospital running out of room for patients. Boston Medical Center's ICU was at capacity last night. Fortunately, it is eased and again has a little more capacity today.
Over the weekend, Steve, Massachusetts took delivery of 100 ventilators from the federal stockpile. The state was counting on more than 10 times that figure. Now the state's congressional delegation is getting involved to figure out why so few were sent. What are they doing?
Well, with the surge of the coronavirus illnesses expected to hit the hospitals later this week, the delegation sent a letter to FEMA saying Bay State hospitals will run out of ventilators within a week. Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren drafted the letter with members of the House signing on. They say given the need, approving and sending only 100 ventilators to Massachusetts is grossly insufficient, and adds that FEMA can and must do more to help Massachusetts during this crisis. Now, yesterday, Governor Baker said he thinks there will be other deliveries of ventilators from the stockpile, saying he fully expects to get additional ventilators over the course of the next 2 weeks, but when and how many remains unclear.
Thank you. Once again, WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown.